This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry's in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. I'd like to say, man, two things, man. The reason why the Browns got to get back on track, get rid of his coordinator, man. He's super trash. How can we score like 30 or 20 points every game? We score about 5 or 10. And also the winning game.
So wait, hang on, Larry. Are you more upset at the offensive coordinator and Ken Dorsey, or are you more upset at Kevin Stefanski, the guy that's calling the plays on Sunday?
I'm mad at the coordinator. Okay. The reason why, he sees everything up, man. I've been playing the game. I play the game. And most of all, we get authority from above. You see everything. You get the strategy, and also you get crafty, man. He ain't got no craft in his style. He supposed to have Deshaun moving out to the right if that left tackle is loose, man. Give a tight end on him. Let that tight end hit him or something to confuse that blitz. Man, it's so many things that they can maneuver. It's too much talent for them to be in this situation. And most of all, we need to win. Yeah, we got to win something.
You're fired up, aren't you, Larry?
Man, you better believe it. I love the Browns, man. We get down, baby. We do the midst of the trouble. You stay connected. Stay together, man. This is how you grow, man. This is how you win. You got to lose in order to win. And when you win, keep winning. Then you get to everybody get happy again. But we got to stay consistent, man. Capacity did one thing wrong. He should never got rid of his office coordinator who gave him a back-to-back coach of the year. But we're going to win Sunday. The game going to be 27-21. Browns on the thriller.
All right, well, call back. No. Don't do quick predicts now. Call back during quick predicts. Thanks, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you. What do you call him?
I heard Kapanski.
Kapanski?
I heard Kapanski.
So we had a Kapanski? What was the other one?
I think we've had a Kapanski previously.
No, we had a new one this week.
Well, we've had Stefanski. Trying to think of the other. Did I say Stefanski?
Yeah, Kapanski. There was a new one. I got to go look at my list.
We have a list somewhere.
I left my folder in the other room. Yeah. Rob's in Avon. Hi, Rob.
Rob, what name do you want to give the head coach?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, I was going to say, rather than gut the entire rest of the team, I think we need to pursue the Brock Osweiler approach.
I've heard this before. Lay it out.
Okay, I mean, personnel-wise, we virtually have the same team from last year to perform the Flacco-type offense with Winston as the surrogate. So right now, what you should be pursuing is this contract has hamstrung us, so we might as well just give away our first-year picks for, say, the next 2 or 3 years just to unload this contract and Watson, to say Carolina.
So you're saying give away another first-round pick for Deshaun Watson?
It's the price to get out of this box.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise this screws us for 2 years as it is. You get out of this, we get some flexibility back, we just don't have first-round picks. You unload Watson to someone who can take that contract and that cap into their cap room, because someone like Carolina or someone who has tons of room and would want the picks because they're rebuilding, and we virtually have the personnel in place that we did last year to possibly revamp the offense back to what it was very functional.
I wonder how many first-round picks they'd have to give up. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. How many first-round picks and Deshaun Watson if you want to trade him?
All right, it seems bad.
I mean, you've already given – he'd be, you know – say you had to give out two.
Okay, so if you wanted to trade Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Buckle in. It's not pretty. It's actually a little bit better. You would only end up with about 26 mil on the cap for 25 and 26, and then 17 for 27 and 8 mil for 28. So it would actually be better. The problem is you would have to convince someone to take that contract, which, good luck. I mean, I don't know if you could really attach a first-round pick and send it to somebody and go, here's $70 million cap hit. I don't know what Carolina wants to do, because David Tepper is – if you could figure out what David Tepper wants to do with that team, good luck. I got nothing.
All right. Two keys and a lock. You ready?
I could be ready.
Hang on. I think I'd rather hear from Jim right
all
now.
All right, let's get Jim.
All right. Hey, Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
Hey, Biscuit. Hey, Hennigan. Listen.
Did you just call me Biscuit?
I was Hennigan.
Biscuit. I haven't been called that since fifth grade. Names,
right?
Fifth grade, Biscuit, yes.
Wasn't Hennigan the made-up whiskey from Seinfeld 2 that Kramer was drinking? I think it was.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
I think it was.
You could be my textile guy. Anyways, listen, the Browns are heading towards a fire sale. That's what they're going to have to do. They're an expensive roster. We've talked about that. I think the interesting point is that your owner's already shown the willingness to lose. He is enamored with the Mannings. I could see them tanking for Arch Manning starting at some point this year.
Oh,
I just think when they look at it, Sean DeWatson is getting it done, and I think you could move him. I think you might, if these guards get healthy, you might move one of these guards. I could see them, any of these high-priced, I mean, they paid a lot of these guys a lot of money, man. And, like, the Conklin deal, how bad does that look now? They're paying Conklin $18 million. The guy hasn't finished the season in, like, 3 years. That was a head-scratcher when they did it. It's a bigger head-scratcher now. So I just think the roster is—it's an old roster. It's going to have to get turned over one way or another, and if they have to take their medicine and eat it, I could see this owner who was willing to go 1-31. I could see this guy saying, "You know what? I love Arch Manning. I love Peyton Manning. What can I do to bring them in here?"
And to have them get ready for and to have them ready for the new dome,
oof,
right?
Guys, I don't want that. But
oh, I know you
don't. I know how Jimmy gets, and I could see him enamored with the idea of trying to entice – you're right, and exactly in time for the new stadium. I could see him saying, okay, you know what, we're just gonna throw this out there and until we get the new stadium and everything else, and then it'll be like a grand rebirth. And doesn't do me any good. I'm a season ticket holder. I don't want to go down there and watch this garbage, but, hey, it is what it is.
You're in Strongsville. You'll be closer to the new stadium, so you're good. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you. Let's go to Mike and Stowe. Hey, Mike.
Really, we're really entertaining Arch Manning talk now? Good golly.
I'll take Arch Manning.
Hey, no, look, I'm going to piggyback off what that guy said. The color too back, giving away more draft picks. That's why we're in this problem. We don't have starting talent at a fixed rate because it's a draft pick. And that's because they gave it away for Deshaun to begin with. Now we're going to give more of them away.
Right.
So we got to go after free agents. That guy's just nuts. You know, thank God he's not our general manager. But the guy before
that was Barry Andrews, who was on the line before us, in case you're wondering. Go ahead, Dan.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's terrible. It's more what we got going on now. Look, we're right. It is tank time. Denzel, I love him. It's my first jersey I got when I got new jerseys again, but I'm worried about him and another concussion. I think we should move him. I think we ought to consider moving Garrett. I know it's all about that new stadium that stinks to rebuild. These guys got 2 years, maybe. If we stink again next year, Stefanski's gone. Barry's got 2 years. He better start drafting some starting talent because he hasn't done it since he came here. He's got like 3 starters out of 25 draft picks, guys. Look it up. It's terrible. It's time to do it or it's time to go.
Mike, thank you.
Third and fourth and fifth round picks, it's a bit of an uphill battle, but it's also his move to get rid of the second rounders and a couple third rounders to make the moves that he's made. It's all a giant catch 22, but I'm not firing the GM and the coach. That's just silly.
Hold on to your seats. Tim May next. We'll talk to him about Ohio State, Oregon tomorrow night, followed by Kevin Stefanski's press conference. And then we will do quick predicts. You will get to pick not only the Browns and Eagles, tell us the score, give us a headline, but then we also want tomorrow's final between the Guardians and Tigers, give us the score of that game, and Sunday's headline. So you got to pay attention. That's coming up at 1:40. Stand by. More Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan coming up.